Western and NJC in both matches right there, had chances, and but two really good teams in town over the weekend.
Yeah, really, really great teams. You know, we saw a lot of good things, maybe we saw a lot of bad things, and at the end of the day, it's a confidence thing between each player individually and getting their mind right. I mean, there was some good stuff, and I don't know if you watched that last match. It was a mess. We were in sub trouble. We had our libero go out, and so I had a setter as my libero. It was just a mess, and we still played really good. This is such a very talented group of girls, but they're just lacking some confidence right now.
You know, when you have injury situation like that, you know, probably a lot of girls maybe not a libero as per se a title, but they've done it before, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we had two other liberos, but they had already been subbed in for somebody else. And so that it was like, oh, my goodness, who do we put? And so I put Janie Summer in as a lib, and she did really well. She just kind of looked at me and laughed. And, you know, but they all just – they took the roles, but it was just still a mentally frustrating game because just little errors.
Had it been the tallest libero you've ever had in your life, huh?
Yeah, ever. And she was getting digs, and she was doing really good, you know. And then we finally were able to kind of fix some things in that. I think the fourth set, we put Evie Hopkinson as our libero, and she's a redshirt freshman. And she just went in and got to work. And, you know, and then Fernanda Canedo, she came in, and she was on fire. She had 27 kills and in four sets. Like, mm-hmm. That's crazy. And to think that she had that many kills and we didn't win. And it's just a little all in between the ears.
What's the school record for kills in a match?
That's a very, very good question. I know Fernanda, she looked up the player right now that's leading the nation. Her top kills in a game was 25, and that was in five sets, and Fernanda beat that.
I mean, she's on her way and putting up some really good numbers early.
Oh, yeah. She's such a phenomenal player. And the girls, I know that they're like, oh, Fernanda, you know. I said the reason Fernanda is so good, though, is because she has the confidence. Even if she messes up, she still wants the ball. She wants to be that person that gets the game point. And that's why she plays so well.
Others are playing well. Callie Cathcart, Jordan Jerome, you know, watching her. Yeah. Mackenzie Anderson, all are really playing well.
Yeah, I have a phenomenal group of players. I mean, if you guys watch any of our games, they do some great things, and they just got to do great things all the time. At the end of the day, people are still saying how awesome they are, and we lost two matches at home. You know, we've lost three matches now at our house, and people still think we're a great team, and my players just got to start thinking that as well.
You're going to get rematches down the line with these two teams.
That's exactly right. I had somebody text me last night and say, it's just going to be like the Huskers playing Minnesota this weekend. Right, Minnesota.
Yep.
He said, you know, you're gonna come out and you're gonna sweep them in three. And I was like, I sure hope so. And he said, I know so. He's like, you got a great team.
And it'd be at their place too.
Exactly.
Now this week's a busy one. Norplat Community College on Tuesday night at their place. What's the scoop on this team this year?
You know, they came in and they played Western Nebraska after we played, and they played phenomenal. They played a really, really good match. You know, Western, I don't know what. They were kind of out of sorts, but North Platte played really great volleyball. I think their setter is phenomenal. And, you know, that's Alexa's, Coach McCall's sister. Mm-hmm. She is a tremendous, tremendous setter, and I really think she leads that team. I was actually talking to Alexa after that game. I'm like, where is she going? Because that kid is so good. But I think North Platte, they're a strong team. And that game is always a mental game. It's whoever wants it most. I've went down there to their house, lost the first two sets, and came back to win three, or vice versa, won the first two sets and lost in five. It's all a mental game when you're playing those kind of games.
So is your crystal ball already safe, five sets here on Tuesday night?
You know, I don't know. I have a feeling those, they always go five. You know, I've had a few years where it's been really good in three, but it's about who wants it the most.
Mm-hmm. But it'll be the first of two matches against North Platte.
Yes, yep.
Home and home. And then you come right back home. You got Otero and Trinidad State and Southeast for the weekend.
Yeah, so it's going to be another fun weekend at home, and I hope everybody comes out. Remember, we can have fans here. Mm-hmm. We have a limit to 800 people. Let's make it 800 people. I'm one of those people. Let's come out and support MCC Volleyball. Going to be three tough matches, and hopefully we come out and we just get to work.
And what's the scoop? You've already, the Otero game, this has got postponed, so correct. And you beat Trinidad already once.
Yeah, so Otero, they just got out of quarantine this last weekend, and they went to Frank Phillips, and they're just kind of struggling as well. I talked to that coach almost on the daily, and she said, it's just a mental game for my girls right now. And I said, I hear you. You know, that's the joys of coaching females. And we just kind of come out and get to work with Otero. They, like I said, they took Frank Phillips to 5. We beat them in 3, but, you know, it's a Nebraska volleyball. Like, you know, this weekend you could win in 3 or you could lose in 5. You never know. Southeast is a little bit weaker team. We just, again, have to come out and do some things, and I think that'll be some good matches that where we can kind of try some new things still. It's we're going to continue to try new things until we feel like we're really clicking.
And a lot of these teams were here for your 17-team tournament,
yes,
weren't they?
Yes, yeah, so we got to see everybody, and now we get to see them again at home.